To stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Congress, I'll give you five damn good reasons why the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden, should be impeached. And I'll make it easy. I won't even bring up the fraudulent elections. Number one, treason.
Chinese nationals affiliated with the Bidens created limited liability companies in the United States, and then in a short period of time transferred their interest to a Chinese company that sent money to the Bidens.
Number two, mental fitness. According to the 25th Amendment, Joe Biden does not have the mental fitness to be president, and even he knows it.
You know, you don't have to stand every time I hear Hail to the Chief wonder, where the hell is he? Took me a long while. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Number three, economic sabotage. Joe Biden has single-handedly driven the nation to the brink of a collapse after shutting down our resources, depleting our oil reserves, and bleeding our military dry, all in the name of a foreign globalist agenda. Number four.
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
Heinous felonies. There may be compromising evidence that Joe Biden is a hardcore pedophile behind closed doors while overseeing a global sex trafficking operation. And five, national security breach. Aside from allowing the Chinese to gather key information on our military installations via spy balloons,
the idea that there was a dereliction of duty, I think, is a bizarre notion.
Biden told the crowd at a private fundraiser in New York, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Don't think there is any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon."
Since Joe Biden took office, 5 million illegal border crossers encountered, 2 million illegal aliens released into the country, another 2 million, over 370,000 unaccompanied alien children have been encountered on the border, and the Biden administration has lost track of 85,000 kids, 85,000 of that number, and nearly 200 on the terrorist watch list have been encountered on our border. Here's the kicker. It's all been done intentionally. Day one, January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden said, no more wall, no more remain in Mexico. You get to the border, you get released into the country.
Of course, Joe Biden is merely the current visage of a cabal caught with their pants down by the Durham investigation, a treasonous bureaucratic media monstrosity that knowingly lied to the American people yet faces no repercussions.
Do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there is direct evidence. Well, there's abundant evidence of collusion, but as I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
In reality, A bunch of the dossier has proven to be true. B, the FBI and the CIA have reportedly validated parts of it as true.
Investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The dossier has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier.
We do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
Some of it, what we did corroborate in the ICA. And of course, it appears that more of it has been corroborated.
Many of the things represented in the Steele reports were in fact true.
So, Andrew, in the Durham report, it says the FBI never had evidence of collusion. That's not a legal term, we should note. Between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016, should never have launched a full investigation. What's your response?
Yeah, I vehemently disagree with Mr. Durham's characterizations of what we did in the report.
The time for weaponizing the Department of Justice needs to come to an end. And because you refuse to prosecute real criminals that are violating all the crimes here in Washington, D.C., and you want to talk about D.C. residents, they are victims of your abuse of power. And because of that, I am introducing articles of impeachment on you, Mr. Graves.
Immediately, the thoughts of impeachment bring up the nightmare of a Kamala Harris presidency.
My mother would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context."
But isn't that the very reason she is there? Impeach Joe Biden now, or suffer the consequences before irreversible damage is done. John Bound reporting.